Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
When school starts in Lynn tomorrow, all of the city's elementary school students will work with a new science program that's already had some surprising results. The program is called No Atom, and it replaces traditional lectures with science experiments that students work on in teams. When it was used in one underperforming Lynn Elementary School a few years ago, the students made dramatic, almost immediate gains on standardized science tests. The principal of Lynn's Lincoln Thompson Elementary School, Helen Myhouse, says she's certain that No Atom is behind a 25 percentage point increase in her fifth grade MCAS scores in just 1 year.
The change has been drastic. That is the only change that we have made in science. Can I attribute it to my staff? Yes. Can I attribute it to trying to be better at what we do? Yes. But the catalyst in it is No Atom.
So, how does No Atom work?
Don't grab from the light because the light might pop.
Essentially, it's a series of hands-on science experiments that students do in teams. New experiment kits are sent to teachers every 2 weeks. These experiments, whether the kids realize it or not, illustrate the fundamental concepts of the Massachusetts education frameworks.
We're going to create an open series circuit with 3 light bulbs and 4 wires on a cardboard base. Record the volts of 1 AA battery.
Fifth grade teacher Gerald Beliveau instructs students in this electric circuit experiment. The kids are engaged and playful, yet serious as they work. Beliveau says not only is the teamwork among students important, but what helps is understanding that the scientific process means to keep trying until you figure it out.
Whenever we get a box in from No Atom, they can't wait to open it up. So I got to store them in my closet to make sure they don't go through it because they want to know what's next. They eat up everything between the lab manuals that we keep, doing the scientific method, the engineering process, drawing the diagrams and prototypes. And if they fail, they don't get frustrated. They go right back and they try to do it again and build it the right way.
And for this 10-year-old, it works.
When you get to do it, it's more fun because, you know, you really want to try, but then it's only in a book. You're not going to make it. When you do science, and sometimes you might think if your hypothesis is true or not. You just don't want it from a computer.
No Atom is the brainchild of former high school math teacher Francis Vigant. He left teaching 5 years ago to be able to reach more students than just one teacher can.
I think students that I had didn't realize the tool that they had to build a life for themselves. So for me, the mission really is to use science and engineering as a tool to engage students, to have them unlock their potential.
And he gets emotional when he explains that his motivation is personal as well.
I went to Lowell Public Schools. I was a single-parent family, and I was a high school math teacher. I worked inner-city high school, and my students, they were dealing with a lot of stuff. And I could identify with some of those struggles. It's sort of one of those things where you need a lifeboat. And that's sort of what this is.
The lifeboat, known as No Atom, costs on average $5 per student each month. Up until now, Lynn officials have received grant and corporate money to pay for No Atom. The program will be in place in all Lynn elementary schools and one city middle school this school year. They're among the 31 Massachusetts schools that will be using No Atom this fall, in the hopes that by spring, there will be big gains in their MCAS results.